Hey guys, I haven't been posting in a while, that's okay, but today I'm going to share the word of God. Today we're going to be reading Matthew chapter 5, verse 3 to 11, just so you know what it says. It means like figurative language, so it doesn't mean literally. I'll explain later, okay? True happiness. Happy are those who know they are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. It doesn't mean you're literally poor, like, it means something else. Happy are those who mourn, God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble, and they will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose great desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are merciful to others. God will be merciful to them. Happy are the pure in heart. They will see God. Happy are those who work for peace. God will call them his children. Happy are those who persecute, but they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who people insult you and persecute you and tell you all kinds of evil lies against you because you are my follower. Be happy and be glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you are persecuted. Okay, so this is like a really short recorded or whatever. But just to let you know, like, the true happiness. If you do this, this is what you're going to get in return. This is like the true happiness. In Matthew chapter 5 verse 17, do not think that I have come to do away the law of Moses and to teach of the prophets. I do not come to do away with them, but to make the teaching come true. Remember, as long as heaven and earth last, nor the least point, nor the smallest detail of the law will be done with, away with, until the end all things. So then, whoever disobeys even the least important of my commandments and teaching others to do the same will last in the kingdom of heaven. Okay, I'm going to skip to 20. I tell you then that you will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven only if you are more faithful than the teachers of the law and the Pharisees in doing of the requirement. Also, it tells you that you should like share like the word of God. You should let other people know. So the verse 3 to 11 talks about what you should do, like the true happiness. Those who are poor spiritually are gonna belong to the kingdom of heaven. It tells you like the stuff, and it says like you shouldn't like disobey at least even one of the commandments, and you should like share the word of God. You should share your teachings to others. So make sure you listen to this recording, share it to other people, and go and make a nation. Go tell other people about the word of God before it's too late. Right now it's not too late. Just go talk about the word of God as much as you can. You have social media, you can spread it there. You can tell it among your friends or something. Just anyway, just tell people about the word of God before it's too late. Thank you. Today, I'm going to be talking about the good news of deliverance from Isaiah 61. And I'm going to be focused mainly on the verse 8 to 11. The Lord said, I love justice and I hate oppression and crime. I will faithfully reward my people and make an eternal covenant with them. They will be famous among the nation. Everyone who sees them will know that they are people whom I have blessed. Jerusalem rejoiced because of what the Lord has done. She is like a bride dressed for her wedding. God has clothed her with salvation and victory. As surely as seeds sprout and grow, the sovereign Lord will save his people, and all the nation will praise him.
So Lord is saying, like, if you, he's gonna bless the people who praised him. So if you do that and you give God praise, you're gonna receive the blessing, and people are gonna know you as a person who received blessing from the Lord. So verse 9, it says, verse 9b, that they are people whom I have blessed. Everyone who sees them will know that they are people whom I have blessed. So if you accept the Lord and he's going to bless you with salvation, victory, and everything. And when people see you, they're going to see you as the person who was blessed by the Lord, because you're so blessed by him. And when he want to bless people, he's going to bless them, because he have all the power and he have everything, and he can bless you depending on how faithful you served him. Around the ending of verse 6, you will enjoy the worth of the nation and be proud that it's yours. So you're going to, like, be proud, like this is what I did and this is the reward I got. You're going to be proud of your destiny. Your shame and disgrace are ended. You will live in your own land, and your worth will be doubled. Your joy will last forever. So there's, like, no sadness in heaven or whatever. So the good news is that if you accept him, people are going to see you as blessed. And if you accept him, your worth is going to, like, how much your worth is going to double, and your joy will last forever. And when he says anything, it's yea and amen. So verse 2, he has sent me to proclaim that the time has come when the Lord will save his people and defeat their enemies. He has sent me to comfort all those who mourn. So I'm going to, like, highlight that one. So he has sent me to defeat the enemies, and he's going to defeat all your enemies one by one. That's why you're not supposed to take revenge, because there's a higher being. If you take revenge, you're just going to be happy for a quick second or a quick minute. After that, you won't really feel the joy because, well, you didn't do anything. But if somebody messes with you and you leave it to God, I mean, he can literally cause, like, a flood or tornado or anything. He will punish the people who hurt his people the way they deserve, because you just revenging on other people, you have sinned. So just leave the revenge unto him. Revenge are not good. You're not supposed to do it. Even if you do it, you just sinned, and you won't even feel proud of yourself. Let's say did something really bad. After that, you might feel a little bit bad. But if you leave it to God, he's like the Almighty. He can deal with them. And we know how God deal with people who hurt his people, or people who just decide to shame his words. He deal with those himself. There have been a couple of examples in today's world pretty recently when people talk bad about the Lord and they get the punishment they deserve. So if he's doing these small things, he's going to deal with the people who mess with his people. He's not going to just sit there and watch other people mess with his people. He's personally going to deal with them. So we should leave all the enemies to him. And he's going to personally defeat them and defeat their enemies. He's going to defeat your enemy because you're his people, and he's going to care about you. He has sent me to comfort all those who mourn. So your tears will be soon wiped away. If you're his child, he's not going to sit there for you to cry. He has a special reward waiting for you. That is what I want to say. The good news of deliverance. If you want to, you can go read it. It's Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 11. Thank you for listening. Bye. Make sure you share the word so other people can know. Not to revenge, and God is there if they need a comfort, and your shame and disgrace will all end, and your joy will last forever. Amen.